Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Ksubos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Mars, Sheino Basar Ruvain, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And Leilu Nishmas, Mars, Tikva Basar Saadia, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Hamadras Ishta Mitashra Shamita, someone who made a nether regarding his wife about Tashra Shamita, which means he said that he's not allowed to get any physical benefit from her. And in essence, that means that he's never going to be with her as husband and wife. So Beishame says, Shtei Shabbosais. He's allowed to have this nether for a maximum of 2 weeks. Whereas Beis Hillel says, Shabbos Achas, he's allowed to have this nether for a maximum of 1 week. And if he doesn't go to a Chacham to have this nether taken away by the end of 1 week or 2 weeks according to Beis Shammai, so then he would have to divorce his wife and give her a ksuba. The mission continues, HaTalmidim Yatzal Matalmud Torah Shaloi Bershos Shloishim Yaim. Talmidim, which means people who want to sit and learn in yeshiva, they're allowed to go away for a full 30 days to learn in yeshiva, even though it's Shaloi Bershos, meaning their wife is not maskim, she doesn't agree. Still, for a maximum of 30 days, they're allowed to go to yeshiva and learn. Hapayalim, Shabbos Achas. Workers who need to go away for work, they're allowed to do so for a full week without permission from their wives. Now the Mishnah continues to tell us of the responsibility that a husband has to a wife in regards to their physical relationship. And the way the Mishnah says that is, Ha'ayna ha'amura b'tayra, the ayna, the special time and physical relationship that a husband and wife must have together is as follows. Hatayalim b'chol yaim. If this person is a tayol, which means he doesn't have any work, maybe he's living off of a big yerusha, big inheritance, so he sits at home all day and he's relaxed and chilled, so he would have to be with his wife every single day. Hapayalim, workers. This is people who are involved in some sort of simple labor, such as tailors or weavers or something like that. So shtayim b'shabbos, they have to be with their wives twice a week. And that's because since their jobs are physically demanding and they're tired, they only have kayach twice a week. Hachamarim, donkey drivers, who bring their donkeys to different places and then come back into the city to sell their wares. Achas b'shabbos, once a week. Hagamalim, camel drivers, who travel very far. They have to be with their wives once every 30 days. Hasapanim, sailors who are going out on long sea voyages, they only have to be with their wives once every 6 months. This is all according to Rabbi Eliezer. And moving on to Mishnah Zayin, continuing to talk about the physical relationship that a husband has to have with his wife. Hamayredes al baila. Let's say she's mayredes. She rebels against her husband, which means she says, I'm not having a physical relationship with you. So pachsen miksubasa shiva dinarim b'shabbes. Every single week that she does this, we take away 7 dinarim off of her ksuba. Now Rabbi Huda says, shiva tarpa ikin, that we take off 7 tarpa ikin every week, which is 4 times the amount of the Tanakama. Now the question is, amasayu pachsen, until when do we keep on taking money off of her ksuba? The answer is ad kineg ksubasa, corresponding to however much her ksuba is. That's how much we're going to take off. And if we reach this amount, then he could send her away without a ksuba. But we're not going to take off any more than this. However, Rabbi Yossi says, he always subtracts 7 every single week. And that's even if it's more than her ksuba. Now, why would it be more than her ksuba? He's not really taking off of anything. He's really just writing -7 on a piece of paper. So what does that help him? The answer is, Shamatipa la Yerusha Makam Acher. Maybe Yerusha is going to fall to her from a different place, and now she has money, so Gai Vehimena, he'll be able to collect from that money. And the opposite is the same, the Mishnah says. Vechein also, Hambayard al Ishtoi, if he rebels against his wife, and he decides not to be with her, by Sifan la Ksubasa, Shloshi Dinar B'Shabbos. We would add onto her Ksuba 3 dinarim every single week. Whereas Rabbi Huda says, Shloisha tarpo ikin, it's 3 tarpo ikin, which as we said, is 4 times a dinner. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tess. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.